Welcome to Session 1 in the Meandering Journey. I'd like you to begin by beginning to concentrate on your breathing. Not trying to change it or alter it, but just being cognizant of it. So you're inhaling and you're exhaling. You're breathing in, and you're gently breathing out. And as you breathe in, acknowledging that you're breathing in clean, oxygen-rich, purified air that's feeding your body with every breath in. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out any toxins, any anxiety, any worries or pain or discomfort. And with your out-breath, you can feel those things leaving your body, and it feels good. Breathing in and breathing out. Inhaling and exhaling. And you might want to place your arms in a comfortable position. They can be by your sides or on your belly, where you can feel your in-breath and your out-breath with the movement of your tummy. Inhaling and exhaling. And reminding you that you're always in full control and you can stop at any time. Breathing in and breathing out. Perhaps you might set an intention and ask yourself today why you're doing this relaxation and what you hope to achieve. And once you set an intention is like a commitment. And it's hopeful that it will help you. Inhaling and gently exhaling. Breathing in and gently breathing out. And this time, as you breathe in, allowing the oxygen to enter your mouth, your lungs, your nostrils, and channel that oxygen all the way down, to the right foot. So you're breathing in that clean, nourishing, oxygen-rich air, and you're directing it into the right foot, into the sole of the foot, the heel of the foot, the toes, and even into the space between the toes. And as you're breathing out, imagining that you're breathing out from the foot, and with that out-breath, you can feel any discomfort in the foot, any pain, or any muscle tightness leaving the right foot. And now the right foot is calm and relaxed. And it feels good. Now moving from the right foot across your body, and this time taking in that clean oxygen-rich air through your nose and your mouth and your nostrils, and directing it all the way down, all the way down into the left foot. Feel it enveloping the left foot. So you're breathing into the heel of the left foot, the arch, the toes, and once again, even to the space between the toes of the left foot. And now you're breathing out from the left foot. And as you breathe out, you can feel the left foot become more calm, more quiet. And if you have any muscle tightness in the left foot, you can feel it also leaving the body with your out-breath. And now both feet are quiet and calm. Taking in that clean, nourishing, oxygen-rich air, and once again, channeling it down, all the way down, and directing it into the ankles. Recognizing that the ankles do a lot of work as far as stabilizing our body, keeping us upright, and helping with each and every step along any path that we take. Consequently, our ankles become tired at times. So you're breathing into the ankles, that white oxygen clean air, and now you're breathing out from the ankles. And as you're breathing out from the ankles, you can feel the ankles and the tendons in the ankles and all of the parts of the ankles becoming more calm and more quiet. And it feels good. Breathing in through the nose and the nostrils and the mouth. And this time, directing that in-breath through your body, all the way down into the knees. Once again, being cognizant of any sensations that you have in the knees. Any tingling, any numbness, any warmth. And also being cognizant that the knees also do a lot of work as far as helping us to dance and run and walk. And they too become tired at times. So you're breathing into the area of the knees, that clean, nourishing air. And now you're breathing out from the knees. And as you breathe out from the knees, just feeling this whole structure of the knees become more calm and more quiet with the out-breath. Feel the bones and the ligaments in the knees become more relaxed, less tight, and more limber. And now the knees too are calm and quiet. And it feels good. This time, directing that in-breath through your mouth and your nose and nostrils, and channeling it all the way down, into the thighs, into the pelvis, and into the buttocks. Being aware that the buttocks are the part of your body that you may be sitting on or laying on. And just being aware of any sensations that you have in the buttocks at the present time. Any tingling, any warmth, perhaps even feeling the sensation of the fabric of the chair below you. Just being aware. So you're breathing into the area of the buttocks, that oxygen that's rich and full of nutrients, that's life-giving. And now you're breathing out from the area of the buttocks. And as you breathe out from the buttocks, you can feel any muscle tightness subsiding in the buttocks. And you might experience a feeling of sinking deeper and deeper into the next level of calmness and relaxation. You feel safe. You feel secure. And it feels good. So from the waist all the way down to the tips of your toes, the whole lower portion of the body is calm and quiet. Inhaling and exhaling. Breathing in and breathing out. Once again, allowing that clean, nourishing air to enter the body through the mouth and the nostrils, feeding the lungs, making its way all the way down to the area of the lower back. The lower back is an area of our body that sometimes has some discomfort or tightness. So just being aware of any sensations that you have in the lower back presently. So you're breathing in that clean, nourishing air. You're directing it right into the lower back, right into the crevice of the lower back. And now you're breathing out from the lower back. And as you breathe out from the lower back, feeling any muscle tightness, any tension in the lower back, subside and leave the body. And now the lower back is calm and quiet. Moving from the lower back upwards, past each and every vertebrae, almost like stairs on a ladder, to the center of the back, to the upper back, across to the chest, and eventually turning your mind's eye to the area of your shoulders and your neck. And in times of stress, we often carry a lot of burden that reflects as tension or pain or discomfort in the area of our neck and our shoulders. And consequently, it feels very heavy at times. So you're breathing in that clean, oxygen-rich air. You're allowing it this time pour down the shoulders, the neck, and you can feel any muscle tightness in the shoulders and the neck leaving the body. You might also experience that the shoulders and the neck are becoming more round, less tight and less square, and perhaps your arms might fall a little bit more to the sides. And now from the neck all the way down to the tips of your toes, the whole central and lower body are calm and quiet. And it feels so good. Breathing in and breathing out. And as you take in this in-breath, beginning to concentrate on the area of the mouth, the lips, the jaw, and the tongue. Just taking inventory of any sensations that you have in the mouth and the jaw. Perhaps sensations of tightness. So as you breathe in, just allowing the mouth to relax, the jaw to calm, the lips to part, and the tongue to quiet. And as you breathe out, just feeling the tongue relax, the lips part, and just basking in the quietness, the gift of quietness. And now the jaw and the mouth are calm and quiet. This time directing your attention to the area of the cheeks, the ears, and making your way to your eyes. So you're breathing in that oxygen, white, rich, clean air, and you're feeding it to the eyes, to the eyelids, to the eyelashes, and eventually to the very back of the eyes, sometimes referred to as the soles of our body. And now you're breathing out from the back of the eyes. And as you breathe out, you can feel all of the muscles around the eyes become more calm and more quiet. You might also experience the feeling of massage in the eyes or warmth penetrating the back of the eyes. And it feels good. Moving from the eyes upwards to the area of the forehead, from the forehead to the hairline, and from the hairline to the mind. So you're breathing in that clean, nourishing air, and you're directing it into the forehead, the hairline, and the mind. And now you're breathing out. And as you breathe out, any thoughts are subsiding and the mind now is calm and quiet. And it feels so good. Inhaling and exhaling. Breathing in and breathing out. And if you listen carefully, you can hear your heart beating. It reminds you how wonderful it is to be alive. You're aware of your in-breath and aware of your out-breath. Now this time, taking in that clean, oxygen-rich air and channeling it through your mouth and your nostrils and allowing it to penetrate into the arms, from the upper arms, into the elbows, from the elbows, into the forearms, from the forearms into the wrists, the palms of the hands, the fingers, and even into the tips of the fingers, and perhaps even beyond the tips of the fingers. And as you're breathing out, if you have any muscle tightness or tension in the arms and the hands, Just feeling it spill from your hands onto the ground. And now your hands and your arms are also calm and quiet. And it feels good. And now the whole body is calm and quiet. Nothing to see, nowhere to go, no one to be. And if you wish, you now might begin your journey. And the journey is a visualization. Imagining that you're slowly stepping from the chair. You feel safe and you feel secure. You can feel one leg extending upwards and slowly making its way softly to the ground. You can feel the other leg following behind, gliding through the air, and the foot gently also touching the ground. It's a warm summer August day. The sky is brilliant blue, with only the dot of an occasional cloud floating by in different shapes and sizes. And you find yourself walking safely and securely down a meandering path in a deep forest. You are aware of what's above you, and you are aware of what's below you. With each and every footstep, you can feel the sensation of the earth or pebbles or moss or rocks. And you instinctually follow the pathway. You can hear the sounds of birds in the forest and life in the forest in general. Perhaps you can smell the freshness of the forest. If you look up, you can see the green leaves that act as a canopy. And if you look very closely, you can see the blue poking through the green leaves and the translucent nature of the leaves. And perhaps each and every vein in the leaves that provide you with shade and comfort from the warm sun. Walking slowly down the path, extending your hands if you wish, touching the bark on the trees, whether it be birch or cedar, touching the pine needles if they are around, the softness, perhaps putting your fingers to your nose afterwards and taking in the scent. And after a walk through the forest, you eventually get to a clearing. And the clearing is a warm, extended sandy beach. It seems to go on for miles and miles and miles. You slowly take off your shoes and put your feet into the warm sand, feeling each and every pebble, massaging the feet and warming the feet, and it feels good. Walking through the sand slowly, one step at a time. And this time feeling the warm sun on your body. And it feels so good after the long cold winter. Walking through the sand, on the beach, one step at a time. And eventually making your way to the water. If you wish, extending your foot into the water and feel the coolness surround your foot. Perhaps bending down, clasping your hands, catching the water, and bringing it upwards to your lips to quench your thirst. And just drinking that clean, fresh water, or splashing it on your brow and your face. Perhaps feeling the cool wind picking up, or the sounds of the beach, children playing in the distance, gulls going by, or the sound of activity on the water. And after staying in the water for a couple of moments, you turn around, step back onto the beach, follow your footsteps through that soft, warm sand till you get back to where your shoes are, placing them on your feet, and then following the pathway through that wonderful forest that brought you to the beach in the very first place. Following the pathway. And eventually you get back to where you started. And when you get back to where you started, slowly stepping upwards and stepping back into the body. And when you step back into the body, just feeling the energy and the life that's derived from that fresh water, extending from the feet upwards to all the extremities of your body and giving it life and a new energy. And now you've entered an even deeper state of calmness. And it feels so good. So just staying there for a couple of moments, if you wish, to experience what it feels like for the body and the mind and the soul to be totally calm, at peace, and quiet. Perhaps reminding yourself that you can take a visual snapshot of what it feels like to be totally relaxed and quiet, so that you can reflect upon it or go back to it at any time should you feel challenged down the road. And it's comforting to know that. Just savoring it and taking a couple moments to enjoy it. Total peace, tranquility, and time for you. And in a moment, I'm going to begin to count from 9 to 1, slowly bringing you out of the relaxation. But before I do that, just take a couple more moments to take it all in. And if you wish, you can stay there. That choice is entirely up to you. 9 8 7. Six, five, four, three, two, and one. And keeping your eyes closed for a couple moments, you can begin to wiggle your hands and your fingertips, just getting the circulation going in them. Perhaps moving your toes, your ankles, and wiggling your feet. Or moving your shoulders, upwards and downwards, your neck back and forth or to and fro. And when you're ready, and only when you're ready, slowly open your eyes, opening your eyes, opening your eyes. And now, if you wish, just take a couple moments to reflect on your journey. And it's hopeful that this relaxation will continue onwards for the remainder of your day or your week or whichever path that you take.